Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faith to Receive. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Mark chapter 10 and verse 17. There was a man came to Jesus. We call him the rich young ruler. He said, "Good master, what can I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus talked to him, verse 18 and 19, about the commandments. Verse 20, he said, "Master, all these I've observed from my youth." Jesus, beholding him, verse 21, loved him. This was a good young man. He had lived a good life. How many understand there were a lot of people with wealth that weren't even at the meeting? They could care less. He's there. He's hungry. When he heard Jesus preach, it stirred him up. And he knew there's more for me. There's something I'm missing on this deal. He's loved God all his life. He's heard the commandments. He's worked diligently to observe and keep all the commandments, walking in all the light that he had. And yet he feels like there's more. You know any time you feel like there's more? You know why it is that you feel like there's more? Because there's more. That's why. And it got him to Jesus and he said, "Good master." He knew Jesus was good. He could just tell. "Hey, what do I need to do?" He told him about the commandments. He said, "I know the commandments. I've kept them all my life." Jesus looked at him and loved him. Why? Because he had. He was a good man. He said, "One thing you lack." Well, one thing. Hey. Of course, it turned out to be kind of a big thing to him. But one thing you lack. When you leave the meeting today, you go back home and you liquidate your businesses and your wealth. And you give it all to the poor. And then you will have treasure in heaven. What's he telling him to do? He looked at him and loved him. Jesus wouldn't have told just anybody this. But this man had the capacity to receive this. That's why he told him. There's hunger in him, isn't there? There's something in him that got him to you. Why is he there? Why is he asking this question? Jesus looked at him and smiled and loved him and said, this is Keith Moore paraphrase now. You want to go all the way in this, don't you? You want to go to the next level with this, don't you? Okay. Here's what you do. You go home, liquidate. Give it to the poor. And it'll be gone forever? No, this is what the young man did not see. He's not telling him to get rid of it. He's not telling him to just give it all away. He's not telling him to lose it. He's just telling him to transfer it. Oh, come on, do y'all see this now? He's just talking about transferring funds from one account to the other. That's all he's talking about. Transferring funds. But see, that takes faith, doesn't it? To transfer funds, funds you can see, funds you can put your hand on, in a bank you can see, accounts you can see, into accounts you can't see. Takes faith. Said it takes faith. You can't get online and see your balance. You can't call anybody. You're not going to get a printed statement at the end of the month. You just got to believe it's there. He said, do it and you shall have treasure in heaven, and come, take up the cross and follow me. What was he offering him? He's offering him a personal place with him. In the ministry. And he was sad at that saying. And he went away grieved, for he had great possessions. What was the Lord endeavoring to get him to do? Get it out of this place where it's unsafe. Where with one market turn, it could lose half its value. Where one hostile takeover, one armed robbery, one this or that, you could lose it. You could lose it all. You could lose part of it. Get it into the secure accounts. Come on, do you see this now? Get it into where man can't mess it up. Where changing governments and politics can't cause it to lose any value. Where it will be safe and secure, and where it'll multiply. But now see, a lot of folk have read this right here, verse 21. They inserted a little phrase that's not here, but in their mind it is, and they're sure that that's what God meant. Verse 21, they have Jesus saying, go, sell what you have, give to the poor, and you'll have treasure in heaven, parenthesis, where thou canst not touch it till thou diest. But is that there?
No, sir.
It's not there.
No, sir.
I said, well, prove to me that you can make a withdrawal on this account now in this life. I'm about to. Glad you asked. But will you accept the Bible?
Yes.
Now see, this is thinking has been twisted in that phrase that I just read. Millions believe that. Yeah, you could get it into your account in heaven, but you're not going to touch it till you die. And it has to do with your eternal reward. It does, but it also has to do with here and now.
Yes, sir.
And that's not my idea.
Amen.
All you got to do is keep reading. Just keep reading. Keep reading. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
23, Jesus looked round about. He said to his disciples, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? The disciples were astonished at his words because they knew from the Old Testament that riches were part of the blessings of keeping God's covenant. And Jesus answered and said, children, how hard it is for them that what? This is the issue. It wasn't the riches. What was it? Them that trust in the riches to enter into the kingdom of God. He had offered this young man entrance into the things of God beyond his wildest dreams. But it was going to take a step of faith to get there. Wasn't it? He was going to have to prove that his trust was more in God than in his money. There was only one way to prove that. You can talk it all day long. But how can you prove that my trust is not in my money? Sow it all. Sow it all. That proves it. Then it's beyond debate. He's just telling him, get your faith, your trust out of your money and in me. And prove it by transferring your funds out of these earthly accounts into the heavenly accounts.
Yes, sir.
You ain't going to lose it. In fact, it's going to be more safe than ever.
Right.
Keep reading. Verse 28. Peter began to say to him, lo, we have left all and followed you. Jesus answered and said, verily I say to you, there's no man that has left house, our brother, our sisters, our father, our mother, our wife, our children, our lands, for my sake and the gospel's, but he shall receive 100-fold. Now help me to read this next phrase here. Help me, I want to make sure I read it right. What?
Now.
Now in this time. Say it again. Now in this time. Time. Say it again. Now in this time. Who said it?
Jesus
said it. Wouldn't that be withdrawals? That's not deposits there. Well, it's talking about spiritual blessing. No, keep reading. Now in this time, houses. brethren, sisters, mothers, children, and lands. With persecutions. You don't want that to be in there, but it is. Why? Because the devil can't stand it when a man or woman of God is blessed like this. Oh, because it makes other people want to be Christians. So he will try to stir up persecution, and the bulk of it comes from jealous Christians that are not willing to take those steps of faith. But it's just part of it. But you can deal with it. In your hundredfold houses and lands, you can look out the window over your manicured grounds and go, glory to God. Forgive them, Lord. They don't know what they're saying. You can deal with it. Oh, glory to God. I'm reading the words of Jesus. I'm reading the words of the Master. I believe it. I said, I believe it. Let me read some other translations of this. He said he'll receive, Luke says it, in this present time. Luke 18:30. In this present time. How much plainer can you say it? The NIV, he said there's nobody that's left home, brothers, sisters, mother, father, children, feels for me in the gospel, will fail to receive 100 times as much in this present age. And in the age to come, eternal life. Do we believe it or not? The New Living Translation. He'll receive now in return 100 times as many houses, brothers, children, mothers, children, and property. The Living Bible. Listen to this. The Living Bible, verse 29. Let me assure you, Jesus said, no one has ever given up anything. House, home, says home, brothers, sisters, mother, father, children, or property for love of me and to tell others the good news. Who won't be given back 100 times over. Homes, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and land with persecutions. All these will be his here on the earth. And in the world to come, he'll have eternal life.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Laying Hold, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1303L. That's R1303L, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.